Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Adam, I don't know if you're aware of this, but the Cowboys and 49ers have played before in playoff games.
That was a...
In fact, there was a game once where Dwight Clark caught a ball and they called it the catch.
The catch. It's pretty good if your catch is called the catch.
The catch. That's pretty good.
Go ahead. I'm just saying, you know, that 49, what a fitting tribute that could have been. That would have been a John Madden, Pat Summerall game all the way.
Oh, for sure. Right. I did actually stumble upon it. NFL Network aired it Friday or Saturday. I forget. I watched it. A lot of controversial calls in the first half and early in the third quarter, whether they're fumbles or not. Would have added about 45 minutes to the game if it took place today. So let's get to the final play first. Okay. The boys, as you like to call them, your club, they're driving. They're moving the ball. 49ers obviously saying, hey, we'll give a plenty underneath. Kellen Moore, who knows, maybe future Vikings coach. I'm betting future Cowboys coach. I bet this week they fire McCarthy. Calls quarterback draw. Dak has 14 seconds on that clock. It's not a shock. He knows they don't have a single timeout. Could have slid about the 30, could have slid about the 28. No, he goes to about, what, the 23, 24, somewhere right in there. And you watch the highlight. One of the things that stands out the most is how casual some of the Cowboys were getting to the line of scrimmage.
Yes.
I mean, watch it again. Do these guys think it was the end of the third quarter?
No. I'll use an oft-used cliche by analysts. There's just no sense of urgency there.
I mean, I don't know what a few of those guys were doing. So, number one, Dak's got to slide down sooner. Hello. I got a feeling there's a giant scoreboard right there in front of him. Then, as we see all the time now, was Larry Fitzgerald the first one who did it, or do we just think of Larry Fitzgerald so much where you just hand the ball to the official? Then they get lined up, and here comes our guy. Here comes our official. He's not a small man, okay? He has to set the ball. This isn't like a new rule. He has to do it. They don't create any room for the chap. And then he stumbles a little bit.
He's rumbling and stumbling.
He's bumbling and stumbling. That's on the Cowboys. Slide sooner. Hand the ball to the ref. Get the hell out of the way so the big man ref can get through there. He's not 5'6", 140 pounds. He's a big guy. Big guy. That's what we call him. We forget his name. I don't remember his name right now, so I'm going to call him Big Guy. I'm not blaming the officials at all. 100% on the Cowboys. What do you think of that?
No, yeah. I mean, it looked buffoonish in the poor ref. He's like, what is he doing? But, yeah. And how about the play call, too?
Okay, let's get to that. So you're with me.
I'm with you.
All on the Cowboys in that. No problem with the refs.
No, I mean, it wasn't graceful, and you maybe could have saved a little time, but still, yeah. I mean, you're putting your team in that position to lose.
Okay. How about, let's get the play call second. How about Dak afterwards when they're throwing stuff on the field basically saying, I get it. Yeah, I get it. I understand it.
No, it's like he's not gonna. He thought they were throwing it at the Cowboys. Then he was like, "What's that's just disappointing." Then somebody, no, they're throwing it at the refs. Oh, that's cool then. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, nice. Dak should get a nice fine for that particular comment. Okay, the call. When I'm watching it, I thought, watching my friend Tyler, I'm like, I think that's an audible. I mean, do they have the guts at that point to call that? I'm thinking maybe Dak gets up there, like a lot of quarterbacks has leeway. Dak's good athlete. He's not great, not quite upper level, but he's top half. And they're playing so far back. I have no problem with it as long as you're well in your career, which Dak is, biggest scoreboard on the planet is in front of you. Get your butt on the ground. Yeah. And then if you want to pick up the 15 yards or whatever, and you leave yourself, you pick up another 15 yards, I'm fine with it. But it wasn't an audible. It was called by Moore. That, to me, again, is on deck. That's his fault. So I'm fine with the call, but you're trusting your veteran, highly compensated quarterback, and he screwed up.
Yeah, I just think you've got to know your personnel, and you got to and that's why I'm saying there was too many variables for that to go badly and as proof positive.
No, there's one. See, I'm pushback. There's one. Dak.
Yeah.
Dak is got what other if Dak runs it at him, and he gets down, what other variables do you have to worry about? It's on him.
Yeah, but we were just talking about the whole urgency of the team. It surely seems like they were not prepared to hustle up and get that ball down.
But if he goes down 3 seconds earlier, they get that playoff. Or if they get the playoff a second early, how about if you just throw it at that point?
Yeah.
Instead of the whole spiking it?
Yep. The old fake.
Just go right, for it. Yeah. That's where they have to. That's where I guess you could say the other variable is, hey, you got to trust me. When we run this, I'm going to get my butt on the ground by 5 seconds. It's 14 seconds. That's 9 seconds, Adam. Well, it's got to even be sooner than that. Probably got to get down by 7 seconds. So that gives us 6 seconds to get lined up. And then, by the way, we're not spiking it. We're then going to throw it right there because I can tie that to the Raiders and Bengals game on their last drive. They're having success. They get a first down. Carr goes up to the line. They've got it at the 9. They get everybody lined up, and they spike it for no reason. This is idiotic why teams continue to do this because they used to do it the last 10, 20, 30 years. If you've got everybody lined up, why are you spiking it? Why waste the play? Now, were you watching that part of the Raiders-Bengals game?
I did, yes.
I'm literally screaming at the TV, what are you doing? Are you saying you have no problem with give up the play, get set, and don't go for it? Because I'm like, go for it. It's hard to score there when you're at the 9-yard line.
Yeah, I mean,
and you have no timeouts left.
Oh, for sure. But I guess the idea in my mind, I'm okay. You spike the ball. That gives you a chance to at least catch your breath for 30 seconds and come up with a play call. But you're saying, look, you got it. Just fire it, try to see if maybe you can catch an open guy. And if not,
fire it. They call two plays all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Right.
This is nothing rare. It wasn't like a 50-yard catch down the field. It was it like about a 10, 15-yard catch, I'm trying to remember? It's foolish to give up that play. So let's get to another one in the Dallas game where Debo, and again, as we've said a bunch during the year and others have said also, there's no one like him. There just is no one like him, right? Don't give me Cordero. No, stop. He's way better than Cordero. where he can be a running back, wide receiver, the size. I mean, is he the best player in the game? No. I'm just saying there's no duplication of the guy. The whole first down thing. When the knee hits the ground. And this comes up, I swear, every year in the playoffs. Where we have, if Madden was here, the right foot, left foot, the whole debate. How is it possible that this game worth how many billions of dollars? I saw Seifert pointed this out today that in the USFL, they had an official solely on the field to judge the spot. We've had the chip debate in the football. It is utter craziness that games are decided by some 45 to 65 year old ref who is 5-10 yards down the field and trying to catch up and is guessing where the knee was down and the football is done. How is it possible in 2022 that's still the best way we judge this?
Because why we're talking about it right now. They love the controversy. Controversy's all part of it, man. It's like it's part of the NFL. That's like my dad texted me that last night. You know, the officiating in these games, it gets really tough to watch these games. I texted back, but you're still watching. Because I think it's absolutely part of their plan, saying we love the controversy. We love when people are talking about this. Can you believe this? How can this is egregious, blah, blah, blah. There's no way. It's just it's all part of it.
I'm distracted because I'm watching Gorgy conduct this interview with the Wild player, and there's a mascot. Is that the Avs mascot?
Yeah, he's a St. Bernard.
Looks like he's grinding on the boards. What is – Look at him.
By the way, a very good period for the Wild until the 5-on-3, and suddenly they're down 2 goals.
Why has Gorgy got the mask on for this interview,
too? I don't
know. Come on.
I don't know.
There's nobody around him.
No.
What's the dog doing in the background there? Looks like a
hijinks. It's mascot hijinks. We want hijinks from our mascot.
Well, we do, but I don't know if we want him grinding.
Oh, sure, we do. Come on.
It's a matinee
game. It's a matinee game.
While the kids are playing in the background, the dog is simulating a little something-something just to distract Gorgy.
Just be glad there wasn't a snowman.
I was going to say, little doggy snowman action.
So wait a second. You're saying that the NFL, no, first of all, they love the controversy. Yes, it makes the sport better. But you're saying they know they can make this better with technology. They don't want to do it. They want to make the games more a roll of the dice crapshoot, whether this 58-year-old can catch up to the playing time. They'd rather have that than make it a better spot.
Yes, 100% yes. And we all agree on it. Like, the computer must be right. No.
I think, you know, everything with the NFL comes back to money, right? So if they're satisfied that this is close enough and the controversy that ensues actually generates more interest and they don't have to spend the money on the technology to try and improve it.
Oh, the money. Come on now. Come on. They're trying to say a business that makes this money, they're afraid of spending the $50,000.
It's not about being afraid. They'd just rather have that in their pocket. They'd rather have that in their pocket than spend it on something like that.
Amen. Come on, it's not fun. I mean, that'd be like us saving a penny a year or something. Is Mahomes somehow underrated or underappreciated? Because I think he is. We, for all the valid reasons, talk about Brady. 35 playoff wins is just staggering. Rodgers is going to win MVP. Mahomes throws for 400 yards, 5 TDs. He's one game away from going to his fourth straight AFC Championship game. What is he, 26? I think we had this conversation last year for a little bit. And then he gets to the Super Bowl. He plays the game. Also, unlike anybody else, I think Pat Mahomes is forgotten a little bit too much in the wash of Brady and Rodgers. You with me or against me?
I am, and especially, I guess, this year, too, because when they struggled, too, a lot of people are so quick to write him off. Not write him off as a player, but just saying, well, you know, it's not as that team is not as good as they have been, so, you know, there's trouble there. And when suddenly they come on at the end of the season and they remind us that they still are the Kansas City Chiefs.
He definitely had some bad moments during the year. You know who else has bad moments during the year? Joe Montana, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods.
Never heard of him.
Ooh. Ronaldo. We act like these guys, when they played, never had bad games. It's amazing.
He made a throw. Yeah. It was somewhere late in the game, and it wasn't even a completion, but it was, you know, rolling out to his right, and it was kind of the sidearm, almost underhanded, submariner-type style,
right,
across his body, across the entirety of the field.
Yes.
And his receiver was the only one with a shot. I mean, you look at a quarterback make that throw, and you're like, are you out of your mind? You can't. That's an automatic interception. No, his receiver was the only one that had a shot at it. It didn't go for his completion. But just his ability, athletic ability, to make throws like that is unique.
No one else. History of the game is like him. Let's preview tomorrow's show when we come back. So tomorrow is Ask Adam Everything. We prefer anything, excuse me. Could be everything, though. We prefer when you call and text live, but we understand, and I mean, we're confused by why you don't, you know, carve your whole life around the show. Kind of selfish of you to not. But if you'd rather leave a question, we have a voicemail specifically set up for this, and we have for the years that we've been having Ask Adam as a part of the show. Call right now and leave a question. 612-370-0696. Again, 612-370-0696. Is any topic tomorrow, Adam, that you want no part of? Do you want any more colonoscopy questions?
No, we moved on from that. It's clean. It's healthy. I don't need to talk about that for another 10 years.
Any other areas that you want to encourage people to call and ask you questions?
How about the snowmen and their relations?
Yes. Apparently, Adam is going to be taking his dogs out and hoping that a little something-something takes place with a local curvaceous snowman, you know, or snow lady. I don't know. Enjoy the afternoon. Paul and Jordana are next. Check us out on Twitter at ACA30, at Dan Cook, WCCO, at Chad Hartman Show. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.